Say yo, yo, yo. Say welcome to another Big Blunts HD podcast moment. Welcome to another Big Blunts HD podcast moment. This is yours truly, Dope Money. How everybody doing? Hope everybody doing good today. Had to get my blunts rolled. I ain't want to start this without having my blunts and shit rolled. So, glad we got that at home. Got a little gift from a friend. You got a friend in me. So, shout out to everybody. Hope everybody doing decent. I basically got on some straightened up a little bit routine. And now, I'm capable and able to do this. But, you know, I think today's podcast is going to be a little freestyle-ish. Because I think I spoke about mostly everything I wanted to speak about yesterday. So yeah, today's going to be like one of the freestyle type of things, you know? That'd be one of the moments, you know, roll up, start smoking, and just see how shit turns out. Might turn out good, might not. Who knows? But you know, one thing I do want to talk about is why do people think they have to say something out their mouth? Now, because I'm a type of person that was raised when spoken to. But I honestly see people waste their time speaking. Especially when they're not even being spoken to. And it's like, what do people get out of doing that? Not shit. Because you would think somebody cares, but wait till you find out that that motherfucker really don't give a shit. And I'm the type of person, I don't like nobody to waste their time. You know what I'm saying? No. I don't know if Instagram trying to tell me, nigga, you made it or what. But, you know, you get them little people who hack, like little hacklers and shit. Like how comedians be talking about, like, maybe have people who hack them in the stands and shit like that. So I feel like I'm starting to get those now. You know, you get a bunch of people who just say shit out their motherfucking mouth and they think that you really give a fuck, but really they know you smoke a lot, so you really don't give a fuck. Like, most of the time I sit there, I laugh at their ass, or, like, I was gonna comment at this one person, it's some lady, who commented on my, on the video I did yesterday, right? So I was going to comment on it, but someone's like, you know what, don't even comment, because certain people do certain shit for attention, no matter how they get it. They can get it the good way or the bad way, they're going to do it for attention. But if you don't give them that attention, then what else? What the fuck are they doing? Find something new, you know what I'm saying? This has always been weird to me. I can't eyelash my eye. But yeah, it's always just been weird to me that people can sit there, not even knowing a person, but think they can say something to them. It's like... But then you turn up on their ass, or you say some shit out of pocket, and everybody getting their fucking feelings. Stop poking the bear if you don't want the bear to fuck with you, okay? Stop poking the snake if you don't want the snake to fuck with you. It's like, stop fucking with shit if you don't want anybody to fuck with you. And you would think that would be the easiest thing to fucking remember. But no, not for some people. And the fucked up part about it, she's like an old lady too. So I'm looking like, you really must not have no time in your hands. Like, you must be retired. You ain't got shit to do with your life. All type of shit. But at the same time, you know, I let people say what the fuck they want to. unfortunately, I believe in sticks and stones may break your bones, but where would never hurt. Nobody never gave a fuck about what nobody said, good or bad. You know what I'm saying? It's all about your actions. So you can say what the fuck you want to. But when you see me still smiling and you keep teeing, and your ass still looking miserable, you just know. You could have wasted that energy on something else, but you chose to waste it on that. But yeah, like, I never understood that shit. Cause like, I don't know, I guess they made it their mission to have to speak. But I'm like, it's like you only speaking because you don't have a life. And it's okay, you know. You're probably looking for people to, you know, interact with. But what's wrong with just, well, a simple, hey, how you doing, or nothing at all? Like, I feel like anybody who wastes their time spilling negativity out their mouth, you literally don't have shit to do with your life. Like, you literally just be sitting there looking at who I'm about to fuck with today. Let me see, who is I'm gonna fuck with today? So, to me, that's pointless as fuck. Pointless. But, you know, I let them do what they do, talk how they talk, and shit like that. But yeah, I was gonna talk about that lady. But I was like, no, I ain't gonna do it. I can't talk about everybody. Or can you? You wanna know one thing that I be laughing about? I feel like if you're gonna get a fake booty, it should come with like a combo package. You know how like you go to McDonald's, you get your meal, it come with the burger, the fries, and the pop. That's how I feel like motherfuckers should do when they get the surgery for them cheeks. Because if it looks funny when we know your thighs and your calves do not match what you got, it's like nothing matches. And y'all think nobody can tell different. I seen somebody like they had a saggy diaper on them. And I look like, damn, somebody like this shit. Like, somebody most definitely like this shit, but who knows who? To me personally, nobody should, but that shit looking funny as hell to me. I'll be like, what's wrong, popsicle? Maybe having little legs, little thighs, with a mega ass. It's like, what the fuck? What the fuck be going on? Hey, they like it. We love it. Another thing I want to go to, I want to go ahead and say shout out to, I call him Mr. Pudding Popper. Mr. Pudding Popper himself. Bill Cosby, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Bill. They finally let Bill go after doing 2 years. Who knew? You would think they would just know, like, after that, man. What, 3 or 4 decades later? But, you know, they'll quickly find a way to put you in jail. But you can't let them. But yeah, shout out to the Pudding Popper, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully he stay out of trouble. You need to just go ahead and drop a comedy special right now, just like, fuck it. Tell us how to Bill Cosby jail experience was. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, hopefully, you know, we stop seeing motherfuckers go to jail. You know the thing I don't like? I just don't like the fact that It's the people that you know, that's like everybody know that should be in jail, but don't be in jail. It'd be like, come on now. You know how many real people will be in jail? Most of them be the people that you actually sit here and think you so-called believe. But yeah, shout out to Pill Popper. Pudding Popper, I'm from America. I'm sorry, I ain't mean to call him Pill Popper. I know that was too long. Alright, style, take three. Action. Shout out to Pudding Popper, you know what I'm saying? Bill Cosby, hope everything going smoothly for him. Fucked up part about it, I want to talk a little bit about this NBA shit. Because Patrick Beverley was trying to pull a hit out on CP3. He said it was too much sun in LA and he got tired of it. He was trying to pull a hit out on that nigga. I was like, damn, Patrick Beverley. When you just talking shit, what that game 5? But see, that what happened. Talk shit, game 5. Look at him. Now he at home. Now he's at home, living the dream. I want to say that I actually. I this is what I'm saying. Shout out to Bill. Let y'all see what Billy Bill was doing when he got out. Hit that shit. He said, "Bitch, I'm free." Watch him hit that shit. Go back. Watch Bill hit that shit. I'm free, nigga. Hey, hit that shit. Oh, hit that shit again. Oh. Yeah, dog. It was hilarious to me, though. I was sitting there like, damn, whole time. Well, yeah, shout out to Bill. He was hitting that shit. Hitting that shit one time for the one time. Now, somewhere in the world, the Amazon truck got hit the fuck up. Do you hear me? They hit this Amazon truck the fuck up. Like, nigga. See, that's why. I go get my shit picked up. Nigga, I know where one of you motherfuckers is at. I'll be on my way. You want to deliver it? Fuck no. Leave my shit there. Go drop my shit on the motherfucking barrel belt. And I'll come pick that motherfucker up tomorrow. Because, man. Definitely not going. That shit with so much power behind him. And my thing is, I want to know what happened to the driver. He probably was like, man, fuck that. They don't pay me enough for this shit. There's another thing I want to actually speak on real quick. Floyd Mayweather say that that fight he had with what's name was fake. He said the fight was fake. And the fucked up part about it, nigga, even I said the fight was fake. I didn't see no real reason behind money for them to the fight. Look, all I want to do is make a couple of million, and you bring in a couple of million. That's all. We go the whole 8 rounds. Nobody getting knocked out. We just throw a couple punches to make sure motherfuckers believe it. And that's how I thought. That's how I think that fight. But the fact that they had people really like, come on, a YouTuber. Like, don't get me wrong, yeah, he trying to come and do his boxing career. Okay, we understand. We get that. You know what I'm saying? We don't knock you for wanting to chase some shit that you want to do. But at the same time, just look at the people he talking about fighting. And yeah, most people, they'll choose money over their legacy. Most people will. Can you knock them? Yeah. But really, can you though? No. It's like, I always had this thing that I didn't want to bet on shit if it's not me. Because at the end of the day, that's how I feel like all this shit is. All this shit is just money to put in their pocket. But yeah, man came out, said, fuck fight.
Fuck fight. Fake! It was fake! Sad part about it, I think I looked up that on, if I'm not mistaken, that was Snapchat. Sad part about it. I got these headphones connected because I'm doing my podcast on two phones. Yeah, shout out to Archer. Shout out to Instagram for letting me do this. I wish Instagram stopped playing and let me go live on my goddamn account again. I'm gonna need y'all probably Instagram motherfuckers. Tag Instagram or some shit. Say, let this nigga out of jail. Been in Instagram jail more than the actual jail. This shit is fucking hilarious. Like, if social media jail was like similar to like regular jail, then I'd probably be in jail. Whew. Like, can you get banned from jail? I got banned from one of these other sites. I learned that some people just don't want to hear nothing. No matter what you're saying, how true it is, they don't want to hear a motherfucking thing. And it's cool, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I'd rather a motherfucker tell me, I don't want to hear that shit. Alright, cool. But don't get mad how the fuck I react after it. One thing I actually want to talk about is consequence. Because I feel like a lot of people, they think there's no such thing as consequence. They think, you know what I'm saying, it will never come back to them. It's like karma. I feel like all they ask me that cousins, karma, consequence. Motherfucking man, all that. But yeah, it's like, cause that's the reason why I don't like really doing fucked up shit. I believe it's karma. And sometimes it takes a minute to get to people. Some people experience it like right off the bat. Some people it takes a minute to get to them. But me personally, I just feel like it's there. You know what I'm saying? Actually, like, she one of the motherfuckers I say who be late. But I like she was there all that the whole time. Like, yeah, that's like karma and consequence. The consequences, they come like water. Know it's gonna drop anywhere and everywhere. Oh yeah, man. After Mr. Puddin' Popper, you know what I'm saying, getting released. After Floyd saying these fights was fake. Shit. at the CP3 making it sunny in LA. And after people who just randomly love to talk shit. I feel like personally you only can talk shit to people that you actually know. I feel like you already know a person. How can you talk shit about a person? No, you gotta know them to talk shit about them. That's why I really never cared about a lot of shit. And I really cared about people and what shit to say.
Cause like shit, at the end of the day,
nigga, all I got.
I came in the world alone. Shit, that's how I tell you might leave alone. So why most people give us a fuck about the bullshit people say out their mouth? If it ain't positivity, I don't really give a fuck about it. If it ain't positive, I laugh at it. And I have a problem with laughing at people. Like, that one person that probably laughed at a funeral before, I probably did. But it wasn't directly at the funeral. It was at somebody in the funeral. So, even though I feel like that's still like a bad time to be laughing. But yeah, you know. Say what up, Mike.
I was watching Lion King, the movie. It was called back in the day. Yeah, let's go. Shit. With the maybe they can like the little Lion King with the vampires.
Underworld.
Yeah.
Niggas. Tell you about it. Well, see, that's why I'm like talking to people in the midst of me already talking. I just completely got what the fuck I was just talking about. Yep, totally forgot about that. So, Mike, what's good with you? I gotta change the subject now. I totally forgot what the fuck I was just talking about. Oh, yep, sure did forget.
Let's see, I'm low-key trying to get it back. It's already bad, like, you already be smoking, and I'm already coming in and be like, oh, let's talk about this, like, let me forget my conversation. But, I thought about forget the conversation. It's cool, though. You know, that's the sad thing, yeah. Conversation is one of the things that actually can help some people. Because most people know how to start one, how to take one, how to give one, how to even be in one. That's why a lot of things don't click for people in the beginning. People be too busy overthinking how to just have a simple conversation.
Right, blunt too. Let's see what this do. Oh yeah, fuck that. Shout out to the White Sox. Cause they beat the shit out of the Twins yesterday. Like, I looked up, it was 13 something. I'm like, damn. Beating they ass. What you talking about? Southside shit. Fucking around, get your ass beat. South side. But yeah, that is like the funniest shit ever. Well, I think the Cubs lost though, when I'm saying it.
I'm over here literally writing with my left hand. Right with the left hand.
But yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. Last couple of days, I've been having a lot of time to actually think about a lot of shit. Even though I gotta sit here and put out this thing to see who wanna be on this little Smoke with the Stoners show. I'm about to do the next episode of episode 2. So yeah. See if I can guys people to do that. Run that through Zoom. Or I might run it through something else. I'm trying to figure it out. Because I know I want more than like 4 people. But I should see the numbers first. Before I decide which question am I use.
Yeah.
I wait till I get the numbers right first. And see what name I use. Because if I have a lot of people, I'm basically doing a smoke session. So if I have a lot of people, it'd be decent. Basically have a smoke session, we talk, chat, all that good shit. If it's a small group, I might just run it. God damn, I ain't gonna stop. I hate these motherfuckers. I drop these motherfucking headphones more times than I drop my own goddamn phone. Like, come on, sit down for a minute. To learn how to stay in the motherfucking ear. But yeah, I'm basically making plays, making moves. I had 4 places to visit, but one place y'all got, man, I thought we had, just constant trauma. Now, somebody else got constant trauma too, and they said, I'd be like, God damn it. Let me see. I know LA won. I said I'm gonna do LA, LA, Atlanta, and I don't know. Yeah, I think the third one. But Atlanta, y'all been turned up too much. Do anybody feel like when they see the news, they feel like those old videos that they never released it, that they just release it? I ain't gonna start half the time sitting there thinking like, I don't like watching the news no more like that, or getting high watching the news. I be sitting there like, well, these some old ass videos that they never released it. They just want to keep the heat in the city. Never know. Never know. Yeah, I got so many plans coming up. The great part about me doing these little videos I'm doing is basically to see strength and weaknesses wise, or just kind of see what do I want to do exactly on the whole. Because me personally, I was just used to just make motherfuckers laugh. Then they start saying comedy, and then they start saying, oh, you gotta do stand up. And they're like, oh, why the fuck do I gotta do stand up? You gotta work with your crowd. Motherfucker, I've been making motherfuckers laugh all my life. I don't think it's like that hard. I mean, it is hard to try to find something to start off with. But I feel like once you get the ball rolling, it should be kind of easy. I don't know. My problem. be overthinking shit. That's the only reason I put a team together. Put a team together because shit, I was too busy overthinking shit. But this is another Big Plus HD podcast moment. With yours truly, Dope Money. I'm running these now on a Dope Money Entertainment page so I can get more stuff actually on this page. Since my other page is like being held hostage. But shout out to all the good people, the good vibing people, the positive energy people. Everybody who wants to just see people grow. Shout out to y'all. All the confused people, we just hope y'all find me, see what we see before it get too late. And all the negative, toxic, horrible people, we just hope y'all see the light eventually. It ain't never too late to, you know, go back to the light. It just, people get scarred by the darkness so fucking much. They don't know how to take it, they don't know how to handle it, they don't know how to move through it, adjust through it, nothing. So they just sit there and just keep getting hit over and over by the same darkness. And they should stick with it. So, that's how I look at it. I feel like anybody can be a good person. It just, some of us is too scarred by the shit that we've been through. And it's up to you to work that shit out. Like, okay, nobody else gonna work it out for you. It's all up to you. You, patience, faith, and belief. That's pretty much it. Trust me. 10 years from ago, doing that exact same shit. So, man, you know, just gotta work that shit out. Work out sooner the better, you feel me? But if not, you can get worked out one way or the other. So would you rather be worked out by yourself or by somebody else? Me personally, I'd rather do it myself. But this is another Big Bloods HD podcast moment. Yours truly, Dope Money. Follow, like, share. Follow me, Dope Money, everywhere. I supposed to eventually get all this shit on my YouTube thing. I just gotta apply and plan it. But yeah, it's a work in progress. Again, you know, we're doing it solo dolo. Yeah, I got a team, but the team got their own, you know, missions and shit like that. So yeah. Work this shit out some way. But oh yeah. You can get your Kush Kings, Kush Queens. I do have Kush Kings and Kush Queens merchandise. That I will be actually posting again soon. Let me see, what's some other shit? I got the Kush Kings, Kush Queens, merchandise. I got a lot more other shit. I said I need to stop playing and write the shit down, but I just keep forgetting to write the shit down. Breeze, what's up with you? But I was just about to actually end this one so I could start another one and get off my podcast shit. But, yep, this is Dope Money.
Big Blunts at these podcasts. Yep, dope out.